This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and launched and inaugurated various projects worth over 83,300 crore rupees during his day-long visit to Hazaribagh in Jharkhand yesterday. The projects include Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 79,150 crore rupees and multiple projects under Pradhan Mantri Janjati Adivasi Nyay Maha Abhiyan. The Prime Minister also inaugurated 40 Eklavya schools and laid the foundation stones of 25 Eklavya schools. Addressing people on this occasion, the Prime Minister said multiple projects will significantly boost efforts to empower tribal communities and enhance rural infrastructure across the state. Mr. Modi said without developing and empowering tribal community of the country, the dream of a developed India cannot be fulfilled. Meanwhile, in another event during his visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi criticized Jharkhand's Mukti Morcha for jeopardizing people's identity and culture in the state for vote bank politics. Addressing the Parivartan Mahasabha in Hazaribagh, Mr. Modi termed the BJP's Parivartan Yatra not as a mere political campaign but as a movement to safeguard the state's future. Leaders of global organizations congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the successful completion of 10 years of Swachh Bharat Mission. Director General of World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, highlighted the significant strides made in achieving sustainable development goals through the initiative. World Bank President Ajay Banga remarked that the mission has significantly transformed India through improved sanitation. Asian Development Bank President Masud Sugu Asakawa said that the bank is proud to have partnered with the country on the visionary initiative from the very start. Chairman of Tata Trust Ratan Tata and Microsoft founder Bill Gates also congratulated Mr. Modi. Election campaign in Haryana is at its peak. Political leaders have been making all-out efforts to woo the voters with only one day left for campaigning. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh campaigned in Kurukshetra and Yamunanagar districts. Other party leaders Anurag Thakur, Hema Malini and Naveen Jindal also held road shows in different constituencies. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi also addressed election rallies in Bhavani Kheda of Bhiwani district and Julana of Jind district, while Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally in Charki Dadri. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and former Deputy Chief Minister of Delhi Manish Sisodia also held a roadshow. The election campaign will end today evening. The 2024 edition of the annual APEX level international conference of the Indian Navy, the Indo-Pacific Regional Dialogue, IPRD, will be held in New Delhi from today. The theme of the three-day conference is Resource, Geopolitics and Security in the Indo-Pacific. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will address the conference tomorrow. This year's conference would concentrate upon the manner in which traditional and newly identified marine resources are driving contemporary geopolitics, and it will shape this in future. The situation between Israeli forces and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon continues to escalate following reports of close-range fighting in Marul al-Ras. This clash occurred after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to retaliate against Iran for its ballistic missile attack on Israel, adding further tension to an already volatile region. Hezbollah, the Lebanese militant group backed by Iran, claimed responsibility for targeting the nearby evacuated Israeli town of Avivim with rocket fire earlier in the day. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with security chiefs at the Defense Ministry headquarters in Tel Aviv, as confirmed by an official statement. This high-level gathering comes as Israel deliberates its response to Iran's recent missile assault, with Netanyahu vowing retaliation. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, responding for the first time after firing more than 200 missiles at Israel, warned that the strikes from the resistance front will intensify. And that's the end of this news bulletin.